When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning. You got your traffic.
I got to get my act together.
Why?
No, don't worry about it.
It's my fault.
Who was it, Don?
Southern Lights is sponsoring the weather that Kenny didn't do.
Okay. Bye-bye Witness News Forecast. Thank you, Southern Lights. Partly sunny, 26 today. Patchy fog 24 overnight, and then a weird mix tomorrow. Drizzle, snow, sun. Wow. You'll get it all tomorrow with a high near 37. It's, I don't know, what is it, 6 above right now? Sounds about right.
I don't even look because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It feels like 50 below.
It's not going to help me in any way.
Well, let me know if you forget anything else. Just let me know. Yeah.
I will. Trust
me. Okay. Let me know.
We'll be at Southern Lights, too, for a live Santa stop on the 17th.
That's we true. Will?
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
And Santa and Mrs. Cloth will be there, too, Jason.
Holy crap.
I know.
Alexis is going to knit 6 pair of socks. You just...
Oh.
No, she can't
I
do
should.
It.
No, she
time.
Can't. No,
yeah,
she can't
know,
do
yeah.
it.
12 hours a pair, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I should probably put that in my calendar because, again, like Kenny, I don't often read the email. So I got to
17.
I put that in there right now. More food news. We have a lot to get to. So you heard about syrup shortage. And now we're going to turn to Don McLean for get ready. Family sized Twinkies.
Oh,
that's right.
God, gross.
What the hell is this?
Okay. Wait, Walmart is selling a kit that comes with everything you need to make a family sized Twinkie. I'm not a huge fan of Twinkies.
Same.
Like when they were discontinued in 2012 and people freaked out, there was a moment when there was one Hostess bakery that still had some.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in the parking lot in the bad part of town in Springfield, Missouri, waiting for it to open. And I thought, this is a low point in my life. You know, whenever everything's it's in the industrial area and you're like, I feel really, really bad right now.
Yeah.
I don't even want these and this is my life. So
it was it for a radio bit or just...
Yeah, we were going to give them away.
Yeah.
Like, here, you guys want Twinkie? Like,
we totally
like,
do
like,
that.
God, I wish I was doing something else. And now I am. So I'm just going to tell you about these gross big cakes you can make. it comes in it's a 32-ounce piece. So you get this tin that's it's a huge Twinkie, basically, that you make. And it comes with the dry mix. And then you add vegetable oil, eggs, water, heavy cream to make the filling inside. And it tells you how to do it. And then you can take that. It's like a big loaf of bread, Twinkie.
Oh.
And then you
gross.
Slice it up for people with that tube in the middle of gross frosting.
I'm looking at it right now.
Does it look good?
You want that, Kenny?
You're damn right I do. Oh, my God. Do I ever.
And you won't share. I don't think you'll cut that up into pieces, Kenny.
No.
I want to cut the end off and then have my way with that creamy filling.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
This has turned into something really weird.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to show us.
Have my way with the creamy filling.
Mercy. Lord.
I'm not a religious fella, but I may need to go to church now.
Yeah.
We can't unsee that.
Kenny and the creamy. Oh, I'll sing it like Hadestown. Kidney and the creamy filling. Whoa, there we go. Yes.
I love the bass.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd be that's off the gross.
Stage. I'd be off the stage right with my back to the audience, just having my
eating part of it.
Oh gosh. Oh, I love it.
Easy I didn't really grow up liking Twinkies. I think that's part of it.
I didn't either. I liked the ones that had what were they called? They were like
Ding
Twinkies. I do like those, but
ho-hos.
That's it.
No, they were the zingers. They were the Twinkies.
Zingers.
Oh, yes. Zingers. Ew. They were strawberry with the coconut over them.
Oh, I never had those.
Oh my gosh. Look.
Gross.
What you hush, Missouri? They were so good. Oh, the zingers were good, girls. I'm sure the
they're a little greasy too, right? They're slippery.
Yeah, they're greasy.
Or am I thinking of a different?
I don't think they're. No, I don't think
greasy.
I don't think you and your cream filling. I don't think they're not greasy.
They are greasy because they have to stick that fake coconut on there. It's so revolting.
Oh, it's like coconut it's oil.
Not, first of all, look, Plaid. It's not fake. It's real. I believe that it's real coconut.
Real coconut's greasy, though. She's right.
And they
got to
stick it on there. It's like a sticky substance.
Okay, fine. It's greasy. I took it in two bites. I never really thought about the greasiness.
The gross snowballs. Those are like, those are like a dome of.
Yeah,
I don't like those. Is that kind of like a sticky, doughy?
What?
Kind of the consistency?
Kind of.
It's just like basically like a Twinkie or a zinger, except it's a ball and it has a lot of coconut on the outside.
Yeah, and when you touch it, a portion of it just sticks to your finger like grease. Like, have you ever, obviously you've never greased like a wheel bearing, but that kind of grease.
Obviously. Mm. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we did that last weekend.
Oh, you did? I apologize.
Obviously, you've never greased a wheel bearing.
Yeah. That's a mansplainer coming.
I've greased other things, but
we're greasing other things.
This is my favorite food segment we've ever done. It's really dirty.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a good night.
Do you like me in my shop? I have a special pair of grease gloves. Do you use your grease gloves?
Yeah. No, I look, no, girl, when I do it, I look like Dexter.
Oh,
I have to, I,
guys.
Yeah. Plastic sheet the room up. Oh, yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have on the list here?
We're going back to Alexis for hot cocoa charcuterie. What the hell is this?
Oh, my gosh. This is the next iteration of charcuterie boards.
Okay.
They're everywhere. You know, we even had some last night on the table. You know,
usually
you think of charcuterie, you think, salami, cheese, olives, pickles. Jams and chocolate.
And mustard.
Can I just say real quick, Lex?
Yeah.
The charcuterie, we got many versions of them really quick because they treated us really well. Wed Wabbit's charcuterie boards are amazing. They were ahead of the curve. Oh, Lex, they're as big as your head and my head.
Whoa,
they're giant charcuterie, and they're amazing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That was so tasty. There was so many delectable delights on there.
Idea.
You got the sweet, you got the savory, but now you can make a hot cocoa charcuterie board, which I guess you could have done before, but now they're making it all cute and stuff with little bowls, and you put the little peppermints and the little chocolates, and then you've got the cocoa sticks that you can use to mix the cocoa, and marshmallows, of course, so you can make that for your family, and I think that would be a big hit for the kids for sure.
Absolutely. That's a great idea, actually.
It's really cute and festive.
Because you are right. Hanson was just charcuterie boards are still hot.
Oh,
they have
one on a menu, that is my meal. I always get
good.
That.
Yep, yeah. I'm with you, Dawn. They're so hot. And charcuterie boards, when you buy them for people, they're a hot gift still, especially with local makers.